potential compromise would accomplish geographic representation throughout the city of Asheville. If somebody had to run from a particular district they'd have to live in, but you could still do voting at large, or even a hybrid system where half the council was voting at large and other half were voting it from districts. But the thing that always gives me concern is when we don't have a mayor or council members in support of these types of redistricting efforts when we undertake them. It concerns me, and I gather the Buncombe County delegation is not all on board on this as well. Is that a correct assessment?
Yes, Senator
Apodaca? Is that correct? Is that one question, please?
Yeah.
Okay, Senator Apodaca, is that a, can you answer that question?
Yes, that is correct. They're not on board. All but one, me.
All right. You all set, Senator McKissick?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Senator Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My only concern is that we seem to continue to be going into local areas and telling them what to do, even if they don't necessarily want that. Would you be open to having a referendum from the citizens of Asheville to see whether they would be willing to support this?
Question before you, Senator Apodaca.
Thank you, Senator Smith, for that. Like I said in my remarks, I never heard anything out of Asheville until this bill was proposed. And I think what you would find, Senator, is if you look at this map and see the consolidation in the center, that it would not give fair representation to District 1, District 4, and District 6, where there's no one serving. So I think the fairest way is to, and it's hard to argue, that if people live in an area, why can't they elect their representative from that area? And I think this is the fairest way to make sure there is representation, and I'm hard-pressed to see a reason it isn't. So I guess the short answer is, no, I don't think that's the way we need to go.
Senator Smith, you all set? I get Senator Curtis. And then.
Senator Apodaca, is it accurate to say that under this bill, only the people in District 1 can vote for that particular representative? Only
yes,
the
sir.
People within the district? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Senator Brock?
Thank you. I think if you would scroll out or zoom out on the map, you can see the actual size of the city and where the representatives or the city council live. And using the legend, people in South Asheville are over 12 miles away from the closest official. And in fact, they're as far away from the closest official as the city is wide. So I think the advent of bringing in districts will give good, fair representation to all those that live in Asheville.
All right. Senator Heiss.
Thank you, Chairman, and just a quick comment. I think, and I thank Senator Apodaca for his work on this. Being near the area, I've also heard a lot of complaints about the Asheville Council and its failure to represent many of the people that live in that communities that's coming in. And I just wanted to comment on the fact that when individuals are currently serving and have a tremendous advantage in being elected, as is obvious in this case, I hate to make them the arbiters of whether or not we should make any changes on it when they've developed a system that obviously benefits them in that process. So I think where it's coming, and thank you for working with Senator Apodaca all these years, and I will tell you that it is your voice that I trust on the city of Asheville.
All right, Senator Heiss. Any other comments from members of the committee? All right. Senator Van Dyne, you're here representing Buncombe County in your district. And we had courtesy in previous redistricting meetings where we allowed a representative, a senator that was not on the committee, a chance to speak on this. Would you like an opportunity to do so?
Senator Rucho, I'm very, very grateful for that. Thank you very much. I would appreciate that. First of all, I would like to thank Senator Apodaca for graciously letting us look at these districts as early as last week. And I'd also like to apologize if I read too much into the clerical error that caused me to misunderstand his intentions, and I apologize for that. But I'd also like to bring out that, you know, like many of the bills that we look at, there are strong arguments pro and con on both sides. And I think this is one of those. Yes, graphical distribution has some advantages, but there's also some advantages to electing a council that can look holistically at the entire city and keep the best interests of the city in mind. And I believe that is, in fact, the way Hendersonville elects their city council. Now, they happen to elect a Republican city council, and I won't speculate as whether or not that's an important criteria in this, but I think it's clear that different communities can look at these issues differently and still, let's say, have easily justifiable reasons for their positions. Nevertheless, I have to agree with several of the comments that have already been made that I think this should be a local issue. Senator Apodaca has received lots of input. I, quite frankly, have received none. In fact, until this issue was brought up by Senator Apodaca, I had never received one single request for a change in the way the city of Asheville elects its city council. I have received since then one email in support of his plan and several opposed to his plan. I don't mean to suggest that we do this on the basis of email, but I am just not feeling the groundswell of support for this that he is, and I think it's important to mention that because this is just simply not reflective of the wishes of the local people that we were sent here to represent. And I think represent is my key message here, not to dictate. And this just feels to me like we are dictating policy that we shouldn't. But thank you very much for allowing me to comment.
Senator Apodaca, comment?
Yeah, if I might, and Senator Van Dyne brings up an excellent point. And as we look at the list of the top population size municipalities in the state, there's something that breaks out, in my opinion, and Senator Heiss and Senator Smith Ingram are resident statisticians, but as a community or a city gets larger, they seem to gravitate more towards districts and having folks that are spread out in a, like she used the example of Henderson County, Hendersonville. I think Hendersonville is less than 10,000 people, if I'm not mistaken. Asheville's up around 90,000 to 100,000. So as it gets larger, it's harder for the districts or the areas to have their voice heard. I mean, Hendersonville is easy because our area is so small, but if we look at this map, it shows how large it is. So that in itself is another reason to give people in a district a voice. And my main concern is South Asheville and actually West Asheville, my two areas. And South Asheville can't remember the last time they had representation on the city council. Nobody can tell me. It might be 10, 20 years. I'm not sure. But I hear from people, and I've heard, Senator Van Dam, from many, many people in the South Asheville, thank you for finally remembering us. And in the East and West districts also, I've heard from folks saying thank you. So I appreciate Senator Van Dyne's comments, but I just believe this is a more equitable way. And let me finish by saying if we look at this map and we look at the heart of Asheville, I mean, theoretically, you could still have 1, 2, 3, 4 from almost downtown Asheville representing out of the six. So central Asheville, I should say, not downtown.
Okay. Well, we asked for a sign-up sheet, and we do have two people that would like to speak today. People that are going to be speaking, you have 2 minutes. Steve will show you a card, and he'll tell you when you have 20 seconds left. And so before, we'll start now, Representative John Ager from House District 115. Representative Ager, welcome. Good to have you here today.
Thank you, Chairman. I am Representative John Ager from Buncombe County, a Buncombe County legislator, asking you to stop this ill-begotten Bill 897 in this committee. 897 has no place in the last-minute agenda of the short session, and it has no business being crammed down the throats of the citizens of my county. It represents nothing less than one more example of overreaching being visited upon our local government by the legislators of Raleigh. I was elected in large part because of past meddling in our local affairs, and I join with the citizens of other local governments in our state to say enough is enough. District elections might be a discussion we could have in Asheville, but it needs to originate and be managed by the local elected officials and voters of our city to have any credibility in its results. Mandating district elections by the NC North Carolina Senate is politics at its worst. In fact, only 3.1% of the municipalities of North Carolina have a purely district election system. It is an outlier of a proposal. I've been telling my constituents that all in all, the General Assembly has been functioning in an orderly manner. If this bill moves forward, I can no longer claim that to be true. If the retiring senator from Henderson County feels the need to change municipal elections, I would suggest he look closer to home in District Hendersonville, where the voters might be more amenable. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate Representative Ager's concern, but if he'll look at the maps, I am an elected representative of Buncombe County also. Thank you, Mr.
Okay. We have one more speaker that signed up, and this is Esther Mannheimer from, and she's mayor of Asheville. Mayor, Ms. Mayor, thank you for coming today. And 2 minutes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you to all of you for hearing us today in this committee. And I want to thank you for all of your hard work. I know this legislative session is intense and long, and you're in the short rows. And I want to thank Senator Apodaca specifically for sharing with me his plan for this districting bill a couple of weeks ago and sharing the map with me. He didn't have to do that, and he sat down with us, and I greatly appreciate that. I do want to let you know, however, that Senator Van Dyne said, I am not hearing, our council is not hearing a groundswell from the citizens of Asheville as to a desire to district Asheville. And what I am hearing, though, is that Asheville is not interested in legislation mandated by Raleigh as to how to govern their city. There is a statute, as you all know, that does allow cities to district themselves if they want to, and they can do it by referendum. And I would like to make it clear that Asheville does not want this bill, and if it has to have this bill, it would like the opportunity to choose for itself whether or not to have districts by referendum, whether it's an up or down vote on these districts or some other system. And I would just say in closing here, this is the fourth time in my 6.5 years serving on the Asheville City Council that I've come down to this legislature to speak in committee. And each time I've come down here, it hasn't been to ask you for something. It's been to ask you not to do something. And I'm doing it again. And I'm only 1-2, so I'm hoping I can clean up my record and maybe at least go 2-2. So if you would consider not passing this bill, that would be our first preference. But if you do, please consider a referendum option. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Senator Apodaca, question for you. I think you may have mentioned it, but it might be worth mentioning the process. How many election cycles go through before the city council and the like can be able to take an active role in the processing of the districts?
This would get us, there will be two prior to that, and then the one after the new census would be out. So
okay.
On the third one, they'd be able to do that.
So they'd have a chance to do an update on that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Apodaca, I will have to say one thing. I've seen a lot of district maps, I guess. This one's about as clean as they get.
Be careful there, Senator Brown.
I mean, really, it's pretty compact. It really is. I got to give you credit for that. It's
next thing you want him to do is start redistricting.
Well,
chair, huh?
I mean, I didn't want to say that, so I have to give you credit for that. And having seen that, I think I'm going to move for a favorable report on Senate Bill 897 as amended and rolled into a new PCS and unfavorable to the original bill.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, you have a motion before you from Senator Brown for moving for a favorable report on Senate Bill 897 as amended and rolled into a new PCS and unfavorable to the original bill. Any additional comments, questions? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Ayes have it. Senator Apodaca, I'll trust that you'll run this on the Senate floor. Okay. Let's move on to the second bill, and I think, Senator Apodaca, you're stepping in for Representative Whitmire.
Yes, sir.
Dealing with House Bill 1133, Partisan Elections, Transylvania Board of Education. That's not a PCS, is it? No. Okay. You have the board, the bill before you, Senator Apodaca. Would you be kind enough to explain this bill? And I think we can put some lights back on here.
I kind of like the atmosphere, but that's fine. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, thank you. This is very simple. It is changing the Transylvania County School Board in 2018 from a nonpartisan election to a partisan election. That's what this bill does. One of the largest complaints we've heard is what would happen with the unaffiliated voters, and they would still fit into the standard 4% on petition to run. And as we've seen over the last few weeks, that can be accomplished. So thank you. I recommend it to you.
Okay.
Move for favor report.
All right. Senator McKissick, you have a question?
Has this particular request come from the Board of Education, or where did it originate? I mean, did they support this, or are they opposed to it, or what do we know?
Senator McKissick, this actually came from the House member, and to my understanding, the board is opposed to it.
They are opposed to it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Senator Smith?
Well, that was actually my original question anyway, was just were they in favor of it, or why did this come up? But again, I would just like to say it really concerns me that we keep reaching out and telling local communities what to do. I thought that the idea was that the local areas should be sacrosanct and they should be able to decide their own issues. And it seems like instead we are more and more going and telling local communities to do something that they may not even want, and not giving them a voice in it. So that does concern me.
Senator Brock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One thing that we did this to one of my counties last time around, and a lot of people liked it. I mean, most people liked it because it allowed two bites at the apple, allowed people to ask more questions of each candidate, and it actually turned out very, very well. So I think it gives the opportunity for the citizens to become more engaged in the political process, to be more engaged in the voting process, and to find out more information from the candidates that are running.
Senator Heiss.
Comment, Mr. Chairman. Everyone's having this discussion about that local governments somehow have the authority and others to make these changes to their districts or decide if they're partisan or nonpartisan. But I think if you look at it close enough, any authority that exists in that manner was clearly delegated to them by the General Assembly. The districts in which all municipalities or counties are drawn were given them by the General Assembly. The counties were all drawn by the General Assembly. The operation of the decision, and we're all over the board on Board of Education, whether they're partisan or nonpartisan, every one of those decisions have been made here. And I'm not even aware that a Board of Education would have the legal authority to change itself to partisan if it wanted to, that's coming in. So I like the process where we give those who represent the area a difference in putting legislation forward and moving it, those type of things, but I fail to find where we've handed that to local government entities.
Thank you. Senator Smith, you have a follow-up question.
Just a comment that I understand that the General Assembly ultimately will be the one to decide it, but that usually comes up from a request from the local government to change the way they've been doing things, not that we are dictating to them how they do it. And that's just my concern, that I hate to see us telling them what to do.
Thank you very much. Members of the committee, any additional thoughts, questions about House Bill 1133? Senator Brown has made a motion for a favorable report on House Bill 1133, Partisan Elections, Transylvania Board of Education. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Senate Apodaca, I trust that you'll manage this on the Senate floor. Thank you, Senate Apodaca, members of the committee and members of the audience. That concludes the Senate Redistricting Committee.